things I cannot change. Courage to change things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
My name's Tom. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tom.
Very grateful to be here. Welcome everybody to the third meeting of the World Leadership Committee here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've asked Bill B. from Decatur, Alabama to read who is next.
My name's Bill and I'm a junkie and a juicer.
Hi, Bill.
Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know our whole life is thinking and centered in drugs in one form or the other. The getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We use to live and live to use. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. We're a people in the grip of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same. Jails, institution, and death.
Thank you, Bill. And I've asked Nolan W. from Venice, California to read what is the NA program.
My name is Nolan. I'm an addict alcoholic. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? NA is a nonprofit coalition for a society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovered addicts who meet regularly to help each other to stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership: the honest desire to stop using. There are no musts in NA, but we suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no leaders, no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make anything. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, color, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much and how little you have, but only what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thank you, Tom. I've asked Gina H. from Nashville, Tennessee to read. Where are we here?
I'm Gina. I'm an addict.
Hi, Gina.
Why are we here? Before coming to the Fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different, and we thought we found it in drugs. We placed their use ahead of the welfare of our families, our wives, husbands, and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addictions, we were slowly committing suicide. With such cunning enemies of life are narcotics and sedation, that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Jail did not help us at all. Medicine, religion, and psychiatry seemed to have no answers for us that we could use. All these methods having failed for us, in desperation we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized we were sick people who suffered from a disease like alcoholism, diabetes, or tuberculosis. There's no known cure for these. All, however, can be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. In NA, we follow a program borrowed from Alcoholics Anonymous. In the last 40 years, more than 1 million people have recovered in AA, most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are deeply grateful to the AA Fellowship for pointing the way for us to a new way of life. We are deeply grateful to be here today so we don't have to borrow anybody else's program.
Thank you, Gina. I've asked Paige C. from Marietta, Georgia to read how it works.
Thank you, Tom. My name is Paige, and I'm a very grateful recovering drug addict.
Hello,
everybody. How it works. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. These are suggested only, but they are the principles that made our recovery possible. 2001, we admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contacts with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of those steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There's one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance toward spiritual principles. Although there are no musts in NA, there are 3 things that seem indispensable. These are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to try. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the problem of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe that the sooner we face our problems within our society, everyday living, just that much faster do we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from getting or continuing a habit is not to take that first fixed pill or drink. If you're like us, you know that one is too many and 1,000 never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again or create a new one. Substitution of alcohol has caused a great many addicts to form a new addiction pattern, which in its progression brings as many problems as before. We seem to forget that alcohol is one of the oldest known drugs. It would appear that we are people with addictive personalities who are strongly susceptible to alcohol addiction.
Thank you, Paige. I've asked Molly P. from Sioux City, Iowa to read the 12 traditions.
I'm Molly, I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Molly.
We keep what we have only with vigilance, and just as freedom for the individual flows from the 12 steps, so freedom for the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants and do not govern. 3, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. 6, an NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, as problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, NA has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Molly. I've asked Teresa W. from Bristol, PA to read just for today.
Just for today, Senator Sanders. Just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without these drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone at NA who believes in me and wants to help me with my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid of my thoughts and feelings. My new associations, people who are not used to have found a new way of life. So long as I follow the way, that way I will.
Thank you, Teresa. And Kathy T. from Memphis, Tennessee. It's going to agree with your recovery.
Thank you, Tom. My name is Kathy. I'm an addict now.
Hi, Kathy.
We do recover. Although politics makes strange bedfellows, as the old saying goes, addiction makes us one of a kind. Our personal stories may vary in individual pattern, but in the end, we all have the same thing in common. This common illness or disorder is addiction. We know well the two things that make up true addiction, obsession and compulsion. Obsession, that fixed idea that takes us back time and time again to our particular drug or some substitute to recapture the ease and comfort we once knew. Compulsion, that once having started the process with one fix, one pill, or one drink, we cannot stop through our own power of will. Because of our physical sensitivity to drugs, we are completely in the grip of a destructive power greater than ourselves. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as human beings, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be these alternatives. Either go on as best we can to the better ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, non-religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. When my addictions brought me to the point of complete powerlessness, uselessness, and surrender some 26 years ago, there was no NA. I found AA, and in that fellowship met addicts who had also found that program to be the answer to their problem. However, we knew that many were still going down the road of disillusion, degradation, and death because they were unable to identify with the alcoholic in AA. Their identification was at the level of apparent symptoms and not at the deeper level of emotions or feelings, where empathy becomes a healing therapy for all addicted people. With several other addicts and some members of AA who had great faith in us and in the program, we formed in July of 1953 what we now know as Narcotics Anonymous. We felt that now the addict would find from the start as much identification as each needed to convince himself that he could stay clean by the example of others who had recovered for many years. That this was what was principally needed has proved itself in these passing years. That wordless language of recognition, belief, and faith, which we call empathy, created the atmosphere in which we could feel time, touch reality, and recognize spiritual values long lost to many of us. In our program of recovery, we are growing in numbers and in strength. Never before have so many clean addicts of their own choice and in free society been able to meet where they please to maintain their recovery in complete creative freedom. Even addicts said it could not be done the way we had it planned. We believed in openly scheduled meetings, no more hiding as other groups have tried. We believed this differed from all other methods tried before by those who advocated long withdrawal from society. We feel that the sooner the addict could face his problem of everyday living, just that much faster would he become a real productive citizen. We eventually have to stand on our own feet and face life on its own terms, so why not from the start? Because of this, of course, many relapsed and many were lost completely. However, many stayed and some came back after their setback. The brighter part is the fact that of those who are now our members, many have long terms of complete abstinence and are better able to help the newcomer. Their attitude, based on the spiritual values of our steps and traditions, is the dynamic force that is bringing increase and unity to our program. Now we know that the time has come when that tired old lie, once an addict, always an addict, will never be tolerated by either society or the addict himself. We do recover.
Thank you, Kathy. I'd like to state two things that I think are really important to the work that we're doing this week. One is I'll restate the first tradition. our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. And the second is the first two lines of the basic text chapter of the Literature Committee Handbook. A keystone of our book should be that it is an understanding that we are writing to sick individuals in and out of pain, jails, and institutions, and therefore should have a wave of compassion sweeping through the entire book. We want to share what has come to us, what has come to us in recovery through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Now, at this point, I'd like to introduce the people who made this possible, this conference. That's Joseph P. and Kathy T., co-chairs of the Third World Literature Conference. I think it's over hand to put this all together. And I'm going to turn it over to Joe.
Thank you, Tom. Grateful that you're here. My name is Joseph. I'm an extremely grateful recovering addict.
Hi,
everybody. And I'm going to read part of the introduction of the first literature conference that was in Wichita, Kansas in October of 79. A serious effort is underway to develop new literature for the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Every member is welcome to contribute material to this effort. This handbook is meant to be helpful to members wishing to contribute material to this effort on an individual or group basis. The information contained is based on the successful experience of members and committees fellowship-wide. This handbook is derived from the minutes of the First World Literature Conference of Narcotics Anonymous held at Wichita, Kansas in October of 79. We wish to thank the concerned members of Narcotics Anonymous for their support and participation at Wichita and their involvement during the past year. We realize this manual will be seen as incomplete in retrospect. We expect ongoing developments and innovations to improve the quality and depth of this effort. We encourage concerned members to come forth with their suggestions and observations. Our sincere desire is that this handbook will be useful to members who want to become involved in getting new literature on NA recovery to the addict who still suffers. This endeavor has been drawn from the experience of everyone who has been involved to date. The handbook contains a system for review and preparatory work to help ensure that material presented to the WSC, the World Service Conference, for approval is complete and acceptable to different areas within our fellowship. We feel that this staging is indispensable and will minimize the need for substantial changes after it is published. It is our intent to gather letters of support from different areas within the fellowship for pieces of material before it is presented for approval. We feel that we can best serve by doing as much of the homework for the conference as possible before presenting the material to the WSC. Of course, members of the conference are encouraged to become involved at any point between the origination of new material and its finalization. World Service Conference Literature Committee, 1980, for use within the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm dedicated to my own recovery and the recovery of other addicts. In the summer of 79, I was mentally dying, and in some piece of the other program's literature, I saw the name Narcotics Anonymous. I started to look around, and I couldn't find any meetings or anybody that knew anything about it at that time. And after searching, I finally went to the public library, and Jimmy Kay, the director of the World Service Office, who has 28 plus years of clean time in the fellowship, had sent information to the public library in regard to the World Service Office and the phone number and such as that. So at that point in the summer of 79, we started communicating by phone, and he sent material on how to, what's necessary in starting a group, and he said, if you're serious, just do it. Get another person, we'll get you a coffee pot, and find you a place to meet, and let the Spirit go with you, which I didn't know what that meant to any great degree at that time. We held some meetings for a while, and then there's a flyer in the mail of the the World Convention of NA in Atlanta, Georgia. And it just came about that I had no money and time, and a job presented itself, and they knew my disease, and they said, "We'll pay you on the front end, take the money and go." And so that was the first experience of NA members and any meetings outside of what we tried to do out of the literature that came. And then right after that, another flyer came and another job happened just like that. And so I was able to go, gratefully so, to the October 1st Literature Conference in Wichita. And that was a good experience. I think prior to that time that there's a few dedicated servants that have been working on the getting material throughout the fellowship sent in, trying to get something going on new literature and for the possibility of having a book on NA recovery, on addiction. And 3 years prior to that, it sort of all started coming together in 79 as a fellowship-wide project of recovery. And then shortly after that was the 80 convention in Lincoln, in Wichita. And then it was set up, we were all talking and set up that maybe after that convention we could go to Wichita, go to Lincoln for the second literature conference. And that was even more productive. More people were familiar and had interest in being a part of this literature effort worldwide. And at this point, I'd like to ask George to read the history of that Lincoln Conference, if you would.
I'm George Mahadic.
Hi, George.
Second Annual World Literature Conference, Lincoln, Nebraska, September 8th through 14th, 1980. This is a history. Although relatively few of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous stood in the Lincoln Federal Building in September of 1980, the spirits of all our contributors and of those still suffering addicts were all around us, encouraging us, sharing with us their hope and pain. Those who enjoyed the actual effort were but servants of a larger whole. From the moment that the early arrivals gazed into the empty hall into the Federal Building, it was apparent that this was the time and place for the fulfillment of a dream. Men and women who had little or no previous acquaintance with one another embraced each other readily, eager to enjoy what each had to share. During that first day, there was a pervasive sense of awe. The impact of what we could accomplish sank into the group conscience, and we were excited. Although few individuals had had much experience and the group had had none, there was a divine cooperation throughout the conference. Subject matter was so large, yet our outline work proceeded along a natural course. Our outline and material fell together uncannily. Much of the time, the thoughts most appropriate fairly leap-nilly. Our outline material fell together uncannily. Much of the time, the thoughts most appropriate barely leap from the page. From the hundreds of pages of collected material, we sorted, compiled, and read. And we read. The ties upon us were strengthened. We were made whole by our work. As could be expected, there were problems with weariness, impatience, and ego. We all wanted so much and had come so far. We all had to deal with the frustration of working with others on a common goal, perhaps for the first time. Yet we were able to overcome these very human obstacles and to offer encouragement to our fellow addicts. Our successes tempered our despair, and we reassured one another. As long days grew into long nights, we gave each other back rubs and hugs, pausing often for meditation and prayer. We found needed strength to maintain contact with our higher power, and we endured long hours, personalities, and problems. As a result of addicts meeting in Lincoln, Nebraska, in September 1980, a book, a dream, will be realized. But it would be inaccurate to say we have written a book. We all came from many parts of the country and many walks of life. We have all, by the grace of our higher power and help of our fellow addicts, survived the killing disease. In an effort to continue to survive, we have met here to share our experience, strength, and hope. The book is just a reflection of this effort. It is in this spirit that our book will come forth. Addicts all over the world will have a Narcotics Anonymous book for comfort and for study. When we find ourselves by ourselves, we need not be alone. We will have our book, we will have each other.
George, Joe's an addict. George, would you make some comments on how that conference went up there? We were there together.
Well, as you say, as I was reading that, I was getting filled with emotion. I was at the conference, and the Spirit moved us. When I first gone there, what we had expected to do was to, it was about 40 pounds of just literature sent in from all around the country that was just in all kinds of files. It wasn't in any, wasn't in any kind of form or anything. But we used the little white book, and we used that as our outline. Basically, what the idea was behind it is that we wanted to expand the white book. We wanted the NA Big Book to be like an expanded white book. And that was our basic idea. What we had hoped to do was to draw up an outline and to assort the material into the outline. And that was basically all that we had really had hoped to do, or we seen as being real. But the Spirit moved this very, very quickly after things just happened, like overnight. We had the outline drawn up, which really, I'm not sure how long that took. We assorted the material into the chapters, and then we sorted it from the chapters into the outline for each chapter. And then we tried to start to paste it up so that it made sense. And through the grace of God, believe me, it was a miracle watching it all happen. We had it all pasted up, and like I said, it was done very, very fast. So there was a lot of mistakes. There were a lot of people who was, there was one guy that was up from Friday till Sunday morning who didn't have any sleep. There was another guy that only had 17 hours sleep during, I think, almost the whole conference. There were people that was up long hours for this and putting hard work. And we put together what we could. And I remember I was out there the last part. I don't know if you were still around, Joseph, but it was Sunday morning about. The sun was coming up. It was Sunday morning. Most of us had been up for most of the weekend. And we had just finished putting together the steps, which I have a copy up here, which is, this is the 12 steps that's going to be in part of the book here. We had just finished the 12 step. We didn't have any work done on the traditions, which we were asked to do in the meantime. But we finished doing the 12 step, and everybody was so exhausted. I just laid on the table and fell asleep. And one guy we had to wake up. We had three or four people at the very end there that just finished it. One guy was beyond, you couldn't wake him up. And it was, that's how drained everybody was. But the Spirit was there. You walked in that room and your skin tangled. It was a fantastic feeling. And I came back, I couldn't wait to share it with all the people back home. And then it took me about a month to calm me down. I was just so charged up. I'm very grateful to be here right now and to help with what I can here. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, George. I love
you too, Joseph.
After the conference ended and several weeks after that date, we received a call here in Memphis that the people had voted to have the Third World Literature Conference of Narcotics Anonymous in Memphis. We were talking the other day that at that moment, it felt excitement, it felt fear, what to do, and sort of meditated and prayed and started trying to work on the flyers and get those out and try to get some mailing lists and all the little things to try to get the word out among the fellowship to a greater degree of what's happening and what's coming up. And a lot of people in this area, in our area here, to help out, help us put this thing together, which today we'll try to start spirit flowing, feel apart, get to know one another, and set up exactly what we're going to try, our goals, our intentions, our motives of being here. I guess ultimately the greatest thing that could come out of this 9-day conference would be a relatively complete and accurate final draft of the book Narcotics Anonymous. That's the ultimate. If the Spirit so moves, that would happen. If not, have a good fellowship and we'll progress along on the work. From that point on, we could... for review 2 months prior to that conference, May 1st of this year. So a lot would have to be accomplished in working together, unity, to be able to accomplish that. That's the ultimate goal that we'll be striving forward, praying forward, meditating on, I would think. At this point, there's still some people that are due to come in. Two of us have to go down and pick someone up now. What I'd like to do is call on Gina. Tell us why you're here, Gina. What do you think about the book, the new literature, and such as that, and then call on someone from there. Let's go around the room and get to know each other. Just get some energy flowing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, I am Gina, and I am an addict. Drugs and negative behavior, destructive stuff to my poor innocent little body and mind.
Hi, Gina.
I tell you, this is absurd. I'm about to start crying. That annoys me because I really want to make the old Little Miss Together impression on everybody, but the truth of the matter is that the reason I'm here is because, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important thing that I can possibly contribute to life. And that's so damn heavy. I'm not joking, you know? And it's hard for me to really, I'm sitting here thinking, when everyone's talking, oh God, will I be able to channel any of this energy? Will I be able to really be of help? Because there's all kinds of stuff that I think needs doing, but I'm so scattered. What can I do? Will I be able to do this and help it come about? And that's what I was sitting there going through, thinking, Christ, it's self-centered, and I want to do it now, and I want my way, and Little Miss Picky, and oh, God, what does everyone think of me as I am? You know, that's what I'm thinking, is, good God, can I be part of this? And I'm hoping that everybody else in the room is feeling that kind of feeling, you know, I'll come up with all my little distractions for myself. But the most important thing that I could possibly be doing right now is being here. You know, the dead brothers and sisters, the ones that will never make it here, the the ones that didn't make it, and the ones that won't. All those statistics and all that crap add impact to what we're doing. But you know, I pray that we can at least make some kind of little dent in the numbers. But I just really believe we don't need to be borrowing nothing else. You know, we are real. We are, God speaks through us. We really are a real thing on our own two feet. And we really can be one. And I gotta say, I need every one of y'all. I really do. Right now, to help me be here. To help me know when to stop, when to start. I think we need one another on that kind of stuff. And like I said, the reason I'm here is because there is no other place I could possibly be that's this important. I'm going to pass it on to somebody. Why don't I keep it simple and ask if anybody has anything to say?
Some reason you got these feelings, and really good feelings. Like, I used to have a hard time, just like, you know, going and talking to people in the program, you know, like, now it's just like, whatever happens, happens, now it's got it, just pass it on.
I'm Wendy, I'm from Sioux City, I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic. I came here, for 2 years I've been taking from NA, and I've been taking and taking, and it's given me sobriety, it's given me a good job, it's given me spirituality, and I feel like it's about my turn to start giving, to help whoever I can. I've been involved in Sioux City, but that's just not enough. I need to see the people from all over, because it gives me that feeling like I'm not the only one, that everyone cares. And I came because I, you know, I got my pamphlet and I could just like feel the love pouring out of there because people really wanted to get involved. And that's why I came. Oh, I want to hear from Jack.
Well, I'm Jack, I'm addicted to all drugs. During my moment of silence, I was thinking, damn, I sure hope Bo gets here quick so I can get work. I don't have to think about what I'm going to do. And then I started wondering, what in the hell am I going to do? I don't know. And I thought, all right, I used to be uncomfortable with that. I always had to know exactly what I was here for and what I was going to be doing. Now things seem to, since I seem to be trying to turn things over to a higher grade of myself, it's not so hard anymore. I just kind of sit down. Anymore. I sit down and somebody says, do it. As far as why I'm here, I don't know. I'm here because I want to be here. I like it. There's just a certain feeling that I get around people. The number of years of clean and sober people in here brings out certain vibrations to me, makes me feel all high. I like it. When I went to Atlanta, I experienced some good feelings down there. There's been a lot of clean, sober people down there for a lot of years. I'm someone I wasn't used to. But I think it had an effect on me. I'm glad everybody's here. I'm trying to write down where all your people are from. Just point out that it's all over the country. It's possible and it's great. I like it. Like, you know, old Crazy Jane.
I'm Jane, and I'm an addict now.
Amen.
I'm so grateful to be here, and I can really relate to Gina. There isn't anything more important in my life than being here today. I was thinking back less than a year ago, in NA in Memphis, and Joseph had mentioned me coming to NA meeting in Memphis, and I went, and it was like it was me and Kathy and Joseph, you know. That was our group. That was our, you know. And it's, I'm getting so emotional because it's grown. And it's, I don't know, it's just so neat that I'm a part of something this important that's going to save this many lives. And it's really neater than being a nurse or a doctor, you know, because I've got the illness, you know, and the doctor and nurse, they don't have the illness and they can share it with their patients, you know, and I can do it just by living, just by living one day at a time and staying clean and sober and working the problem and being a part of, I'm more used than I've ever been in my whole life. And it's just tremendous. It's a miracle for me. And it's the best high I've ever had. It's so neat. Thank you. Pass it on to Dwayne.
My name's Dwayne. I'm a daddy.
Hi, Dwayne.
I don't even really know why I'm here. I'm not sleeping anymore after we started. I felt kind of weird. I've been taken from NA and AA and all this, you know, for 7 months. I don't know, I kind of like to see what's going on because I really don't know. another reason why is because I like being around drug addicts. I always have. I like just talking with them because they talk along the same line as I do. You know, they can understand me, and I pretty well understand them. You know, they're simple. I don't know. You don't have to be very smart to understand what they're saying. And I kind of like that. I don't know. I just hope I can be here as much as I can. Hope I can stay up. So I'm going to have to stay up for a pretty good while before I can have a chance.
My name's Gene. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Gene.
I don't know. Really, the reason why I'm here is, from what I know of NA, is just what's here in the city. And I want to be a part of, you know, of it growing, and I want to see that it is somewhere else, feel that it is somewhere else, and it is working for other people. As far as it being in this town, I've felt it grow and I've seen it grow too. And I just want to make it, do all I can do to make it available to more people here. Because I just love the feelings of helping people and just trying to talk to people. Because it makes me feel really good. I just want to really continue that.
I'm Kenny, and I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, everybody. I heard Jack talking about that moment of silence. I try to use that, you know, for, you know, people still suffering and those of us that do use recovery. And I've been kind of spaced out all morning, been kind of sleepy, and I'm getting unsleepy. But I really had to cram it in real quick because I didn't use it right at first. I was off in another world, and I'm here because I want to be here. And, more important, I need to be here. If I wasn't involved with people in this 12-step program today, or people that, you know, do provide a positive environment, a positive outlook on life, I guess I just wouldn't be alone. I just can't handle that, you know, negative outlook on life anymore. This convention's really, I don't know, it's really had me excited for a long time, even as me and Jack and Joseph and some other people were addressing the flyers and all. It was like, you know, we were in contact with you already, and it was just real exciting just writing down your names and seeing where you were from, you know, then. And it's even more exciting, you know, seeing all these people, you know, from out of town. And like Jack said, you know, the length of the sobriety and all the sobriety in this room really impressed me, and it, you know, got something I want, even though I got what I need today. And, you know, I feel that if I work, you know, my program to the best of my ability, not yours, that you know, I'll achieve, you know, what I need. I'm just real glad to be here. I'll pass it to Nick.
Thank you. My name's Jeanette Parker, and I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Jeanette.
Why am I here? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I can't reiterate what Gina said. I can't think of any place else I'd rather be. And also what Teresa said, I couldn't get clean in AA, and that's no reflection on AA. I just couldn't get clean. And I know today I wouldn't be alive were it not for the problem of Narcotics Anonymous and the love I have felt from the people. Each individual, and I need every person in this room, and I need you today and every day. I'm just grateful to be here. Thanks, Kenny. I'll pass it to Bill.
Thank you, Jeanette. My name's Bill. I'm still a junkie.
Hi, Bill.
I was sitting here thinking about this, and I tell you, I'm here on a guilt trip. my good friend from Marietta called over here about a week or so ago, and and talked to me a little while, and I felt pretty damn bad about my contribution to the program Narcotics Anonymous. And yet when people would say to me, said, don't y'all have a big book or something like AA does? You know, and I'd cuss, you know, and I'd say, hell no, I don't have, we don't have one of those things. I wish those dudes would hurry up and do something about it. And, you know, this goes back to a lot of character defects I still maintain. One of them is slothfulness. And so I decided I couldn't come for a long period of time, but a little of something is better than nothing or nothing. I learned that a long time ago. I go back to something I read in a little white book there, and it says something about we're grateful to the AA Fellowship. I entered AA in about January of 1973, and I spent over 3 years in that thing, program, going every which way in the world, you know. And I still go to Alcoholics Anonymous, because I got clean in that program, because there was no NA in Alabama at that time. But I never found a God of my understanding until I got associated with some people in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Atlanta, Georgia, and Marietta. And I felt they were giving something. It's the first time I'd ever felt that. And they were giving something, and I wanted to be able to give that, but I didn't know how. And that's where I learned. I heard you talking about the Spirit a while ago. That's the first time I ever felt that Spirit, and I felt it a lot here today. And I'm very grateful to you for being here so I can accept God's love through you. Thank you. I'd like to hear what Lee has.
Thank you. My name is Lee, and I'm in Madison.
Hi, Lee.
Business.
want to be. I just didn't want to leave and go just any place. I wanted to go someplace where there was a chance that I'd be accepted to a group, and I know no other place in a group of narcotics and alcohol schools. And I know there's, back to what I talked about at the beginning, I know there's about 20 of us today that people don't have to worry about. I know there's going to be some good things come out. I've already felt some good things come out of this group. I'm like, boy, I don't know, I have no idea. I don't know what I'm capable of giving. I have, you know, I don't know if I've got anything I can give. I'm really curious to watch this thing unfold and what my involvement's going to be. Because I'm not a writer. I hate to write. I didn't write inventory for a long time. And it wasn't a long one either. I'm not one of those guys that wrote 100 pages. God, I don't even know how to, I'm a lousy speller. I'm a punctuations and commas and all this. A lot of time marks that you put down. And I keep asking, what am I doing here? God, you know, and I know there must be a reason. I don't know what it is. And one of the things I want to try to do while I'm here, I find could be in the groups like this that are doing some. I want to try to find the, instead of looking for the differences, I'm trying to find the things that are not different between. I look for the positive things that are happening here instead of the negative things. I'm one of the kind of guys that's always geared toward picking out negative things that's happening. Guys, you're not writing this book the way I think it should be written. I think that's too colorful. I think that, you know, I want to try not to look at that. You know, I want to just try to look at some of the positive things. You know, if I'm going to contribute anything here, I want to contribute old friends and experience. I don't look at all the positive things here. I just thank everybody for allowing me to be a part of all this. I think about it, I've never been a part of nothing all my life. So like in this program, it's a gap. Can you just imagine, all parts of the country, in the background that we came from, and sitting here talking about how to put a book together. I don't think I can go back to Chicago where I used all my life and share this with some guys I used with. Even when we were out there in Tennessee trying to get a book together. So I know I know God's going to be with us this morning. More than just writing the book, I'm really looking forward to spending a week with everybody here, getting to really know you. I'm more thrilled about that, I guess, than the book. The book is not real yet to me. I have not gotten involved with it. What I've gotten involved with right now is just the fellowship here. I really thank you for another part of the fellowship. Kathy.
Thank you,
Alvin.
My name is Kathy
Manatic,
and I'm calling from staying
3 days down in Atlanta and getting so charged up that it was just unreal. I felt like I was, you know, just like somebody had hooked me into the wall or something. And I came back home and I was so excited and wanted, you know, it was just like, if the book's going to be written, I can do something. You know, I don't know what it is, but I'll do something. I want to be a part of that. You know, I felt so needed. I felt so needed. You know, it was like, you're going home and you're going to go back to Memphis and we're going to be up there in February and you're needed. You're really needed to do something, anything. If it isn't anything other than take phone calls or just anything. And God, I never felt that kind of need. You know, I've never felt that kind of need before, you know, prior to the program at all. That feeling needed made me feel real loved, you know, and that's something that I need. You know, I need real bad for people to love me and to love other people, and that's something that I'm learning how to do through the program. When Joe came home, and we got that phone call, and I knew it was going to be in Memphis, I got real excited, but I got real scared, because I knew there wasn't very many of us down here, and I thought, God, we'll never be able to do this. This will never get arranged. We'll never be able to pull this off. You know, it'll just be real bizarre and crazy, and we won't know what to do or anything. You know, so far okay, you know, I think. And I was just 3 days ago just bitching at Joe and going, God, Joe, what'd you do this to us for? This is more than we can handle. This is more than we know what to do with. And I've just been running around like crazy for the last 3 or 4 days and everything. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the program, and I'm grateful for all of y'all. And I know how bad that book is needed. You know, I know that we need that. You know, like Bill was talking about. Somebody says, you know, if you got a big book like AA's got, we don't have anything. We've got the pamphlets and we've got the little white book. You know, I read a little white book about 8 months ago and said, you know, these stories in here are just funky. These aren't good stories at all. You know, just always bitching and always complaining. You know? And I'm basically a real lazy person. And I didn't want to do anything. You know, I wanted everybody else to do it. You know, and I'm glad. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad everybody else is here. I know that everybody is here, supposed to be here. And I know everybody here is needed. And, you know, I don't know when George was reading that was written at Lincoln. I read that too. You know, I wouldn't go to Lincoln. You know, because they were going to do the book. You know, I wouldn't go. And I was, no, Joe, you go. They're going to do it. You know, I don't have to go. And I got back and Joe had that, and I read that. And, you know, I just wanted to cry and I just shook. And I knew, you know, I could read that on that paper, and I knew what happened. And I knew what I'd missed, and I felt bad. You know, I felt bad then that I didn't go. I'm just real happy to be here. Real happy for all y'all to be here. I'm past understood.
Thank you, Kathy. My name is Stephen. I'm mad at my
father. Hi, Stephen.
Grateful for your recovery. Grateful for maybe sitting here scratching my back. The impact of this conference is, I don't know, it's really setting me up. I'm really feeling good. I feel like if this conference had as much impact on one more person in the world,